USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The United Auto Workers Union says its two-week strike against Detroit automakers will spread to 7,000 more workers.
I'm calling on Ford's Chicago assembly plant to stand up and go on strike. And I'm calling on GM's Lansing Delta Township to stand up and go out on strike.
UAW President Sean Fain says Jeep maker Stellantis was spared from a third round of strikes. 25,000 are now off the job and on picket lines at dozens of plants and parts facilities across the country, and the union's demand for 40% pay hike, a four-day work week, and other benefits and job protections. Lawmakers vote to keep the government fully funded for now. USA's Laura Winters has the details.
It's all about stall and delay. Lawmakers kicking the can down the road and voting in favor of a 45-day stopgap measure, so the government is running today at full speed. U.S. funding for Ukraine not included in this bill. President Biden signing the bill at the White House, and the administration then releasing a statement from the president saying, "There's plenty of time to pass government funding bills for the next fiscal year, and I strongly urge Congress to get to work right away. The American people expect their government to work."
Every consumer cell phone will be part of a nationwide emergency alert test that's coming Wednesday. FEMA and the FCC have scheduled the drill for October 4th at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. You can expect your cell phone to receive an alert that reads, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed." A fugitive in New Jersey was captured nearly a week after escaping custody. Edward Bourbon, 54, was taken into custody without incident after investigators with a fugitive unit located him in Camden. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
Authorities in Illinois say there were multiple fatalities after a semi-truck carrying toxic anhydrous ammonia overturned and crashed into several vehicles on Highway 40 southeast of Springfield. Residents near Teutopolis had been evacuated due to the dangerous air conditions. Hazmat crews were called on the scene to contain the toxic chemicals. There's no word on how many people died or were injured because of the incident. Jimmy Carter, the 39th president, was celebrated Saturday at his presidential library museum ahead of his 99th birthday here on Sunday. The party was moved up a day to ensure it wouldn't be canceled by the potential federal government shutdown. A massive wet weather system is moving on from parts of the Northeast, but plenty of damage was done, and there's a heroic rescue to report in New Jersey.
Folks who live in the Northeast looking to dry out after record rain hits towns in New Jersey and New York City, flash flooding a huge problem in Brooklyn, and water cascading into the New York City subway system, causing flooding and signal issues in the train system. Record-breaking rain over at JFK Airport, where almost 8 inches of rain hit, New York City Mayor Eric Adams declaring a state of emergency. In Fairfield, New Jersey, a man rescued by a police officer's his car fills with water. The officer putting the driver on his back and carrying him to safety.
Miss Laura Winters reporting. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.